Oh, welcome to SaaScast. This is Sarah and Amber. Hey, Sarah.
Hey there.
We decided that we were going to split up our episodes after all. We're going to do a season 4, episode 2 review, and then we'll do a season 4, episode 3 review.
Episode 3 came out last night and was quite entertaining. We did feel like we needed to address them separately, and there are some things to say about episode 2.
Yeah, how boring it was.
How boring it was and how bad it made Salt Lake look.
I think, honestly, it did not grab me when they decided to start the episode in Taylorsville, Utah.
Right, which is the west. So you look at the Valley of Salt Lake. Salt Lake's a giant valley, and it's on the west side, and nobody really goes there. It's a bedroom community. And there's makes no sense that they're walking along in an ugly park in Taylorsville. It didn't make any sense to me at all.
It wasn't even an ugly park, Sarah. They were walking along the highway in Taylorsville, Utah, which is there's no reason. Why are they even over there? Lisa lives in Draper and Meredith lives in Park City. That's just like far. Both of those are east. And they decide to go to the highway in Taylorsville.
Well, yes. And that here's my question for production of Roslick, which is our acronym, by the way. Real House of Salt Lake City, Roslick.
Roslick.
We invented it.
Yes, we did. We TM'd it. Trademark.
So here's my question about for the producers. When you look at any other Real Housewives franchise, they always try to go someplace that was pleasing to the eye. Why would the hell would you be like, oh, here, let's get off on this Taylorsville exit and just film there? That seemed like the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Well, yes. And then to top it off, they followed up with Crystal Hot Springs, which looked like a hot springs in a parking lot.
Well, where is it? Did you even look it up? I don't know where it is.
I didn't look it up because I was like, I don't need to go there.
Okay, I just looked it up and it literally says Honeyville, Utah. I don't even know where that is.
What's happening? They're not even filming in Salt Lake City.
By the way, when you Google Crystal Hot Springs, Salt Lake or Utah or whatever, it literally shows the chain link fence that surrounds Crystal Hot Springs. What is going on?
I don't know. I honestly wonder what type of production decisions are being made when you start your show off with those two backdrops, which were horrific.
Well, and then mention that because you told me, I thought it was very interesting, the mats that you saw surrounding the tubs in the hot springs.
Yeah. Those are the black mats that you used to put in the restaurant so you don't slip on the floor. I always used to have to, I worked at Steve's Place Pizza in Davis, California. Woo, Steve's. Anyway, we'd have to pull those mats out every night and hose them down and dry them off and then pull them back. And they're very heavy, by the way. Anyway, I saw those in the background in the parking lot where the hot tub was. I honestly was embarrassed for them.
Well, it is embarrassing because it makes Salt Lake seem really trashy. And don't get me wrong, there's plenty of trashy places, but there's also very nice places to film in Salt Lake City. There really are.
No, I totally agree with you. It was mind-boggling. It really set the scene for what the rest of the episode was going to be. Boring. And I want to start asking you a little bit about, so Heather and Whitney were in the hot tub in that parking lot. Yeah. And they were talking about the death oath and garments.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What was that all about?
So, and they did a little asterisk, and then they tried to explain what that meant. But back in the day, I don't know how long ago this changed, but back in the day when you go through the temple ceremony, which is supposed to be completely secret, and I'm not supposed to know any of this, but one of my close friends who got married in the temple immediately told me everything that went on. And then of course, other people were like, yeah, that's totally what went on. Like my brother-in-law, who also was in the temple because he went on a mission. So they all tell the story of what happens in the temple, which is supposed to, by the way, if you tell the story, you're supposed to die or something. Well, they're all alive and well. but one of the things that they do is they vow that they will not ever tell the secrets of the temple. And then they have to put the motion of slitting your own throat and then also cutting your own stomach, like your entrails are coming out. That was part of the temple ceremony. And so Heather was referring to it because she did it probably when she got married in the temple also when before she went on her mission. So, which is creepy and weird. It's just, they don't do it anymore.
They don't do it anymore? How do you know?
I think that it all got out and then they realized how creepy and weird it seemed. And so they took it out. Because, for example, my friend Claire, she'll totally say this. She was a good Mormon, her parents converted in Ireland, actually. And the whole family moved to the United States. There were, I believe, 10 kids. A lot of kids. Anyway, and she got married in the temple. And when she went through the temple ceremony right before she got married, it was so fucking weird. She says, she'll say this, that that was the very moment where she's like, I don't think I believe in this.
How long?
It was too weird.
How long did she have to be a Mormon?
Well, she was a Mormon. I don't know. She probably left the church a few years after she got married.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. That would be a creepazoid.
Well, yeah. When you know, when you're losing people because they're doing that ceremony, that's probably a good idea to take that part out, which they did.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was just weird. That was whole thing was weird. And then I like how Meredith and Seth promoted their podcast on the show.
Which, by the way, I'm not listening to.
Oh, I kind of want to listen to an episode, don't you?
No, I don't. Do you know how boring they have to be?
I know. That's why I want to hear it. I want to hear if they can actually pull off a podcast. Podcasting is really hard. And I just want to hear if they can do it.
Yeah, we as if we should speak. Like, I'm sure a lot of people.
Well, we have professional podcasts.
Well, yeah, but I'm sure they're like, your podcast sucks too. Nobody's got a quote professional. I mean, if you're saying it's professionally produced, sure. But I've listened to a lot of podcasts, and those that even have advertising or are professionally produced,
yeah,
are not any better than those that aren't. In some cases,
no. In some cases, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. What about Angie's house? I kind of wonder where her house is. It does look like it has a view of, it does to me, looks like it has a view of University of Utah. And so I thought it was that big modern house up on I Street that in the avenues, that's so out of place.
It could be that it's a very sterile looking house.
Yeah. And obviously it's her house is very modern.
Yeah. It's very, obviously it was expensive. And
I think it's cruel when you do hot pink or colors on your animals because their poodle had that pink tail and the pink ears. I thought it's ridiculous.
Well, I don't understand why people do that, but I don't think it's cruel. The dog doesn't feel any pain.
I know, but can you imagine having time to do that?
No, I wish I did have time to dye my dog's hair.
Oh, man.
I have black dogs, so I can't really dye their hair.
And I actually wonder, does she really have time? Because sounds like her and her husband, Sean, own a lot of freaking businesses.
Well, they're out salons. That's probably they have time. They take the poodle in and then they just do the hair.
Oh, that's right. They are salon people. So they have time to do his hair. Good point. It's just all in a day, Sarah.
No, he's just making a comment about that. Like her hair is super boring because it's just straight and long. Is that still the style? I don't think it is, Amber.
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm not trying to be as if I should speak about anything. We mentioned in our last episode how we both look horrible all the time, which is 100% true for me. But that being said, I saw Lisa's hair and Angie's hair, and I thought, I don't think that long straight hair is in style anymore.
I don't think it is either. But actually, Angie's hair, well, neither of their hair drives me crazy. I don't know if it's the style, but it doesn't drive me crazy.
It's fine. But my point is she's a salon owner and I feel like she'd be more on top of, new styles. That's what kind of,
don't you think it's interesting if you're a salon owner and you're bald?
Well, the guys get away with whatever the fuck they want. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. Right? That's a really good point.
Oh, you're bald. Oh, you're cool. Cause you're bald. No, you're bald because you're bald. Your hair was falling out. So you shaved it.
Bald because you're bald. Oh man, I think Angie didn't seem that interesting to me on this one. I cannot stand her sunglasses. She needs to stop wearing them. It's driving me insane.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't like those sunglasses.
Did you say the nose has like a little nose grip on the inside? So they're like pink wraparounds and then they have a nose grip like if you're a triathlete or something so it doesn't slip off your nose. And I think they're super unattractive and I'm sure they cost $1,000.
Who knows if they're knockoffs or not? Like, you read all those stories about how everybody's wearing fake clothes on those shows.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then let's just contrast that with poor Monica. And I don't mean poor, like literally. Well, she might be poor, but then they literally go over to her house where who knows where that is, but it's obviously a normal person's house.
Yeah, totally normal in a normal neighborhood with four kids and her mom.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. She's doing
her swaddle business.
Swaddle business from the dining room table. And it kind of made me not want to buy swaddle things from people.
Well, it made me really realize that people who are doing like handmade stuff, they're just doing it at their kitchen table. And you probably should wash that shit when you get it.
Well, you should probably, I mean, anybody's working at their kitchen.
I don't mean that she's particularly dirty. I just mean they're doing it at their, if I'm doing something at my own dinner table, you probably should wash it when you get it from me.
Yeah. It did make you think about like where businesses actually really do start, right? They do start at the kitchen table.
Well, right. But these people are, I mean, people are wrapping their babies up in those things. That's my point, right? They probably should wash those things if they're going to wrap their baby up in it.
I wonder what percentage actually do that?
Wash them?
Yeah.
Hardly anybody. I wouldn't. I would just be, oh, this looks clean. And then I would just wrap it around my baby. I don't know what. We're going to get a baby soon.
Oh, do you want to tell about our baby arrival? Because we have a child now, but we're getting another baby. Do you want to explain it?
So our foreign exchange student, Savannah, is in child development. And you guys, they have those robot babies. I don't know if you guys had those babies when, I don't think I did. I heard about it or my sister had it. But where you take home the baby doll and then they start crying and you have to pick it up when it's crying. Well, apparently they're much more advanced now and they act more like real babies.
Well, they cry. They wet themselves. You have to change their diapers.
I told Savannah I was going to a hotel when that happened.
I was going to say the same thing. I mean, we're going to shut all the doors so we can't hear anything. We're going to turn on all the fans as loud as they can go. And I'm going to sleep through it. If that baby starts crying, I'm out. I don't care. I'm not going to help. It's her responsibility. And I hope there's probably some kind of scoring sheet that the robotic baby does to tell her if she, you know, killed the baby overnight or if it survived or not.
Agreed. She told me that the babies are on back order, which is why they don't have them already. Probably supply chain. But I tell you what, Amber, you can stay in the house. I'm just going to go sleep in the camper van.
Oh, I'll just sleep right through it. I'm not as worried about it for me. I am worried about it for you.
Thanks. Well, the tangent that I went on was I would just get that swaddle in the mail and wrap around that baby doll and not think twice. But now I'm going to think twice. And if you have a baby, wash your linens.
Yeah, that was the lesson that we got from Monica's kitchen table is wash your linens only because a lot of people are touching it at the dinner table.
Yeah, yeah. It's not because those people are particularly...
No. Like that. No. Yeah. But now that we did talk about our exchange student, Savannah, who we adore and who couldn't be more opposite than you and I, took complete girly girl, two lesbians, boy crazy. I mean, the irony of the whole thing is awesome. But she makes the funniest word or semantic errors. She's fluent. She's fluent in English, but every now and then she doesn't have the right word. So do you want to tell her what she said today?
Well, actually, the comment that I was saying earlier to you, Amber, was that she hardly ever makes any word errors. But she was saying today to me that she said something about chill down, chill down. I go, no, it's chill out. And she makes hardly any errors because she's so fluent. But she said, oh, that's funny. She actually said to me, well, I've only made one mistake at school. And that's when I called in front of a group of kids, I called gloves hand shoes.
Every time I hear that story, I can't stop laughing.
Hand shoes. You guys, that's what they call gloves in the Netherlands is hand shoes. It's a direct translation. I said to Savannah, why are they not calling them hand socks?
Right.
She said, I don't know.
She's the best. I love having her. She's so fun. I don't think she understands. She doesn't watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, right?
No, she actually wanted to hear what we said about her in our last podcast. So I just I played only the little part where we were saying we had a daughter and we're excited and all that. She was very thrilled about that. So as long as we continue to say all the good things that she deserves. She's going to have no problem with us talking.
Yeah, absolutely. It's super easy to do.
There's literally nothing negative to say about. Oh, here's the funny story. This is actually pretty funny. So she was at a track party, which is just a party. It's a dinner that they do before their track meets. And she texted me, I forgot my key. She was getting a ride home from somebody and she texted, I forgot my key. And I wrote back, well, then I guess she better find someplace else to sleep. Well, she said to me tonight, were you serious when you wrote that?
Oh, no.
I go, what are you talking about? You'd written me that you forgot your key and I just made a joke. And she goes, oh my gosh, I was so stressed out.
Oh no, are you kidding?
Yeah, that's a truth.
Oh my gosh, that breaks my heart that she was stressed out about that.
I said, Savannah, if I ever say something mean to you, it's a joke because I just won't ever say anything mean to you. I won't.
Oh God, it makes my heart actually have a pitter patter because I would.
Well, I did say I might say something mean to you if you were to get pregnant.
That's a great point. I think that's legitimate.
That's totally legitimate.
Okay, so I think actually we're almost done with this episode because it was so boring. Right, it was
so boring.
But I did want to say one thing about Monica.
Wait. And we also have to say about the 22nd cameo.
Yeah, I know. But before the 22nd cameo of Mary, Monica made a statement that she was fucking her brother-in-law for 18 months. And then she started to explain how he was her brother-in-law, and he's not.
No, he's not her brother-in-law. He's, what did she say? Her brother's sister's husband.
Her brother's sister would be.
Her brother-in-law's sister's husband. I don't know. Something like that. Her brother-in-law's sister's husband.
Okay, wait, let's start. Her brother-in-law, sister's husband. Yes, that's not her in-law.
Yeah.
And she was messing around with him 18 months and then she got excommunicated, but of course he did not.
Which, yeah, I'm like, okay, that happens all the time, but can that just stop, you guys? If the woman's gonna do something and the man should get the same punishment. Remember, Justin of Whitney and Justin also was not going to be excommunicated. It was just Whitney.
Just Whitney.
Yeah.
Just Whitney.
Well, the reason for that, if everybody wants to truly know from the Mormon Church's perspective, that the man is the most important being and, you know, they hold the priesthood. And, you know, if there's any way that they're not going to be excommunicated, they're not going to, because women are expendable and men are not.
So hard to hear. So hard to hear. Anyway, we did get about a 22nd side view of Mary talking about 2003 Dom Perignon and laughing with her son. And I thought it was actually a creepy scene because I thought if you had never watched the show, you could have mistaken her son for her boyfriend. She does look quite young.
Agreed. And then also, why is she only on the show? So this happened in season one as well, where I made comment after comment of how she was on the show for like less than 5 minutes. And this episode, it was less than 2 minutes. Why is she even on the show if they're only going to show her for 20 seconds? It's weird.
I wonder if she gets a prorated fee because all these other women, honestly, I'm just actually really curious. Like all these other women are putting it out there on the line.
No. Yeah, no, I promise you. And we talked about this ad nauseum a couple of years ago, Amber. I promise you they go in and they film all day long, just like they do with the other women. And they could only cull out 20 seconds worth of decent footage because first off, she's not a friend of, she's an actual housewife. So, you know, friends of get less airtime and they don't get paid as much. She's an actual housewife. I believe with 100% certainty that they are at her house filming and they can't get any good footage. That's what I believe. Now things change in episode 3, but that's because she's forced with the group. So they should always force Mary to be with the group because that's when she shines.
No, I totally agree with you. And I cannot wait to get into episode 3. I thought it was the episode we've been waiting for. It was so good. And Mary majorly shines in that episode. So I do think we should give our wonderful audience a review of that. But we decided to separate out this time. So the next episode will be season 4, episode 3. Get out! Get out of here!
No. You can leave.
That was really good, actually. And on that note, we're going to wrap up SaaSCast with Sarah and Amber.